Coming up on the KUCB News, Alaska's governor unveils his plan to tackle the state's multi-billion dollar deficit, and pot shops and a board appointment proved divisive at last night's city council meeting. Stay tuned.
Local news is sponsored by Alpha Welding and Boat Repair Incorporated, providing boat repairs and conversions in Unalaska Dutch Harbor for the last 22 years. Our professionals are trained to use heavy-duty equipment, including boom trucks, shears, brakes, water jet cutting machine, and a punch machine. Our fully equipped metal fabrication welding shop and machine shop are located at 1149 East Broadway. Alpha Welding and Boat Repair, 581-1785 or 581-2666.
Good afternoon. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM on Alaska. I'm Greta Mart with some local news on Wednesday, December 9th, 2015. Governor Bill Walker released his plan today for dealing with the state's mammoth budget deficit. It includes Alaska's first income tax since 1980 and a complete overhaul of how the state uses the permanent fund, effectively cutting PFD checks in half next year. The plan would also raise taxes on mining, fishing, and tourism, on alcohol and tobacco, and on fuel for cars and trucks, boats, and planes. And it would abolish the state's expensive system of tax credits for oil and gas producers, replacing it with a loan fund. The governor announced the plan at an event this morning at Linden Hangar in Anchorage. His team said the proposal aims to spread the burden of state operations as widely as possible and avoid drastic cuts to state services. With oil prices hovering around $40 a barrel, Alaska is facing a deficit of more than $3 billion next year and into the foreseeable future. The governor's plan would shift the state away from a direct reliance on oil revenue and the boom and bust cycle of oil prices. Instead, the plan would direct oil and gas taxes into the state's massive reserve funds, including the permanent fund, and transform those funds into an endowment, using their earnings to fund state operations. That change would cut PFD checks in half next year from an estimated $2,000 under the current system to about $1,000. But the governor's team argues that at current rates, the state will burn through its available savings within the decade, putting future dividends at risk. The plan would impose fewer cuts than last year's budget. In all, Walker is proposing about $100 million in new cuts and $360 million in new taxes, plus phasing out $500 million in tax credits available to the oil and gas industry. During a break at last night's city council meeting, KUCB asked residents what they thought about the prospect of a state income tax.
I have been supportive of a state income tax for a long time. And it's just simply because I think a lot of money leaves this state. And more importantly, I think they ought to even consider a sales tax, because you have almost as many tourists come into the state every year, equivalent to the population, and they're dumping money. Get some of that. Don't give them a free ride. They pay taxes everywhere else they go, so they're used to it. So, but as far as the income tax, absolutely, I'm in favor of it.
State income tax. Well, there was one in the past, and I think it'll go partway towards addressing the issue. But I also think we need to have a sales tax to capture the, you know, the dollars being spent in the state, you know, from tourism and whatnot. So I don't think a income tax alone is going to help. I think he needs to take a more balanced approach. Do the cuts, increase revenues. The best way to do that is through income tax and a sales tax. So I think he's got to do both.
I would advocate the suggestion of having a state lottery, scratch pads, you know, tickets, those sorts of things. Everybody likes to do that in a social environment. Why not that? I've never heard that come up. But a state income tax, if it's that, then it's going to be a sales tax, and I'm not for a state sales tax at all.
KUCB also asked the same three residents about possible cuts to the PFD. We asked, would it seriously affect their household income?
It wouldn't affect me financially, but I'm opposed to the state taking any portion of the PFD. It just, I mean, they need to keep their hands off of that. and look at taxes first, and even consider boosting a fuel sales tax or a higher tax on the fish that leaves the state. There's a lot of other options that they can do other than the PFD.
I think it would directly, significantly impact some families in rural Alaska, but it would not my own. I think that he needs to consider all of it, as well as the taxes, the cuts, and using the PFD somehow. If it's cut in half, like I said, it's not going to affect my household so much, but it will affect other folks in rural Alaska. So it's got to be a balance there somewhere.
If it went from, say, $2,000 a year to $1,000, would that greatly affect you?
Not really. I think that anything the state wants to give back to us should be a gratuitous act. It should be part and something that makes you prideful by living in Alaska. If that's the way that they want to ask us to help balance the budget, then let's be a team and play that way. It takes all of us. It takes a village to make us better. It wouldn't affect me in an adverse way, and I would say yes to it.
That was Dennis Robinson, Mike Holman, and Wayne Chin. The governor's plan is just the first move in the budget cycle. Lawmakers will have a chance to make their own proposals when the regular legislative session begins in January. APRN's Rachel Waldholtz contributed to this report. The topic of commercial marijuana sales in Unalaska again attracted a handful of residents to speak their minds in council chambers last night. As was the case 2 weeks ago, there were strong opinions on both sides of the argument. One side wants the council to totally ban any retail marijuana stores from opening on the island. The other side wants the council to take no action. That would allow anyone with enough financial backing to try to open a retail store here, despite significant practical hurdles. The city's attorney again described some of those hurdles, speaking at length about the legal obstacles to transporting marijuana in commercial amounts to the island. Council Member LeClaire asked that the city host another public forum, but this time it would be held at City Hall with no agenda or surveys, just an opportunity for residents to come in and simply tell the council what they think. Council Member Gregory agreed, and city staff will now schedule that forum in the coming weeks. In other council items, there was a rare tie vote last night over the appointment of resident Wayne Chin to the Museum of the Aleutians Board of Directors. Mayor Shirley Marquardt made the appointment, and it was scheduled on the consent calendar for council approval. However, Council Member Frank Kelty opposed the nomination, saying that not enough time was given for people to submit applications.
I think it's a very important disappointment, and I think a little bit more time to possibly see some other applications for your consideration would be, as far as I'm concerned, would be appreciated.
Frank Kelty was speaking via teleconference. Two other council members agreed with Kelty. However, Marquardt disagreed.
To me, that was a really good fit. And quite honestly, I 2 weeks of open time for the board seat, I think if somebody was really interested, they would have put their name in during that time period. I am concerned with not filling a seat on the Museum of the Aleutians Board until January 26. The museum has been closed for a couple of months. And there's work that needs to be done. So, who knows? I make appointments. When I make appointments, I don't do it by who I like, who I don't like. I don't do it by personalities, and I don't do it by politics. I do it by who I think is going to be the best fit for the board and the job before the board.
In the end, Marquardt cast the tie-breaking vote, and Chin was appointed. KUCB will be airing an interview with Chin on Monday. And that's the news from Unalaska. I'm Greta Mart. You're listening to KUCB 89.7 FM. Find us online at kucb.org. Stay tuned for your local and marine weather forecast.